The following message is brought to you by City Place Church and Pastors Damon and Taisha Moore in Orlando, Florida. We hope this message inspires you to build new dreams, ignite your faith, and be established as the leader God is calling you to be. For more information, visit us online at cityplacechurch.com.
Isaiah chapter 42 says this, verse 20, actually verse 9, that screen is going to be a little bit wrong, miscue. Verse 9 says, "See, the former things have taken place, and new things I declare. See, the former things have already taken place." They're gone now. "New things I declare to you, I tell you. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you. Old things are gone, new things I'm telling you. Before they ever happen, I will make a special announcement and tell them to you." Keep that spot right there. Go over to Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43, verse 18 through 21 says, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." This morning, I want to just give you just a little thought this morning. It's foundational that in 2017 for you, all things will be new. In 2017, all things will be new. Let's pray. Father, we love you this morning. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your presence. We thank you that we can come into your house and hear the word of the Lord. We thank you that we can lift up our hands and give you praise and honor. This year is going to be different than previous years, Lord God, because we're going to grab hold of what you're going to speak, and we're going to trust you completely, and all things will be new. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Look at somebody beside you and just say, "All things new." All things new. Now, I got a little bit of business that I got to handle in regards to setting up this text. Is that okay? If I can lay, I'm going to kind of teach. And if I start to preaching, which means I get real passionate, you can help me out, like talk back. I appreciate that. It says in Isaiah chapter 42, it says that yesterday is gone. I'm paraphrasing it into my own language. Yesterday is gone. I have something new for you. I'm actually going to tell you about it. And then before it happens, I'm going to announce it. Okay? So, I don't know if you guys have ever been in the movies, and they give you previews. They show you previews of something that they've already worked on to let you know that it's coming so that you can build your anticipation. Y'all okay? Okay. We're sitting in the movies, watching the movie that we saw earlier that we wanted to see, Star Wars. So we heard that it was coming out months later. We're now sitting in the thing that we saw that built our anticipation. And when we're in the thing that we saw that built our anticipation that we wanted to see, another preview comes along to announce that there is another movie to build our anticipation, to spark what we want to see that will be coming later. Y'all okay? So the Bible says that yesterday is gone. I'm sitting in Star Wars. While I'm sitting in Star Wars, something new that I will want to see is in front of me, and the motion picture person is declaring it to me. They are announcing when it is coming. The Bible says that you have seen things in your past, yesterday, 2016. Those things are gone. How many of us have a tendency to dwell in what happened yesterday? And we think about it. And we think about it. And we think about it. So much so that we find ourselves pulling in what was yesterday, and it's still walking with us today. Yesterday is gone, but for some reason, I'm bringing it into my today. When God sees your yesterday, he's not thinking about your yesterday. He's thinking about what he wants to give you that's new. You and I have a tendency to look at yesterday and we feel bad about yesterday. And he's like, hey, I'm not thinking about that. Behold, I want to give you something new. Now, I'm going to tell you about it. And before I do it, I'm going to make an announcement. I'm going to give you. And before it springs on the scene, oh my gosh, I got to see that. That is going to be amazing. That's my movie right there. We're going to see that. Before it ever happens, he's going to give you a preview. He's going to announce it to you. How amazing is Jesus that he could not think about your past, your 2016, and tell you that 2017 is right here. It's going to be amazing. How many of y'all knew that come January 1, it would be 2017? Did anybody doubt that? Why? Because as the season and the months went on, you were like, it's almost 2017. You could see it coming. You were building the anticipation. I cannot wait for 2016 to end. Come on, 2017. So many new things. I got new goals, new dreams. Why? Because before it ever happens, he declares it to you. So when 2017 is ending, what year is next? You guys already know it. Why? Because you've already gotten a preview of what comes next. So he says, yesterday's gone. I'm not even thinking about it. I'm doing a new thing. He goes over one chapter later. This is God speaking. He goes over one chapter later. He says, hey, the former things are gone. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. You don't know it yet? You haven't perceived the fact that I'm going to do something new? He says, I do so many new things that I'll even make a road in the wilderness and a river in the desert. The things that I'm doing that's new, they don't compare. You can't even compare them to yesterday. So you can't even remember. You can't even try to compare to what I want to do new. I will do something that is so amazing in your life. When you look at it, you'll go, how is this going to work out? God says, I will have provision and things set up for you that don't even compare to your yesterday. So I couldn't figure it out because whenever I read wilderness and I read desert, I viewed them as dry places. I viewed them both as places that I never want to go, never that I want to be, that it was always bad. So I decided to look up wilderness. And I found that everyone at some point goes through the wilderness. Watch. Back in the day, I don't know if you guys, in North Carolina, we had a lot of trees. And kids would go out, and they would go hunting, and they would go playing around. Well, when you look up wilderness, you see a lot of trees. You see a lot of plants, and it's not necessarily dry. The thing about the wilderness is that when you enter into the wilderness, you have a tendency to get lost. And so you walk through the wilderness to get to your destination, and at some point you haven't tracked where you're going. You start placing yourself on the fact that the surroundings are different, so you try to figure out how to get out of the wilderness, and you find yourself lost. I always thought it was just a dry place. No, the wilderness is something that is taking you to a destination, but you lose your focus, and before you know it, you are lost. So when God says he'll make a road in the wilderness, the reason why he says he'll make a road in the wilderness, because I don't know about you, I can set my goals in 2016 at the beginning or 2017, and by the middle of this thing, I am on to something else. Do you know that only 8% of the people in our country will achieve what they set out to do in this year? 8%. Only a couple of you will achieve what you write down this year, which means everything that you have written down, you have done it for nothing. You have written something on a sheet of paper that you will not go after. Because at some point, life is going to come and you're going, I don't have time for that. and you're going to get lost. But God says, in this new season, I'm not thinking about what was last year. I will make a road so that you can clearly get to the new thing that I want to do. It's different because last year I got lost. I was over here. I was like, what am I doing over here now? Have you ever not followed your GPS? And you just tried to go, I know this street because I was here before. And then you turn, and then you turn, and then you turn. Next thing you know, you're like 30 minutes out, and then you finally go back to your GPS. He says, in this season, I will make a road in the wilderness. It's going to be clear cut. No more indecisiveness. No more wasting time for no reason. No more going, God, are you ever going to do this for me? No more of just going through another year. No more being batted around like a ping pong ball. Not in this season. It's totally new. So the thing that you shoot for is going to be clear cut. There's going to be clarity in this season. How many of y'all could use a little bit of clarity for the things that you write down? So some of the things that I write down, now I need to refocus them because I might not just need to do that because it's a goal. I'm not going to attain it. It's 8%. But if I can attach it to that roadway that he wants to create for me, then I'm going to get there. I'm not just going to be chasing stuff anymore because I get lost. But if I can follow the road, then I'll get to what God's created for me that's new. He says that I will place a river in the desert. Watch now. Have you ever felt like you just flat out exhausted, tired? Anybody? I don't want to do nothing else. I'm tired of chasing that. I'm tired of going for that. It ain't working out anyway. I'm done. I'm not extending my faith no more. I'm not working on this marriage. I'm not talking to that child. I'm done. Have you ever been there? Well, you just don't want it. I'm done. I'm fine. I don't need that, God. If you don't want me to have it, have you ever prayed that? Then I don't want it. You put it back on him. Well, the reason why is because when you go into a desert, here I was looking up the desert. It says that when you go into the desert, the main thing that you're going to think about is the heat and your water source, which is different than the wilderness. Because in the trees, man, y'all seen Survivor. In the trees, I can grab a leaf. There was dew on there in the morning. In the desert, nothing. I want to throw in the towel. I'm done. Don't talk to me. I just don't have anything else. And it says in the desert that the worst thing you could do is to sit down. It says because if you sit down in the desert, all of a sudden the prey that is on the ground now has got you. Because you have made yourself comfortable in their environment. And you have decided that I need to take a rest in the desert when you actually are supposed to stay with your vehicle and continue to move. Everything that you brought with, I was doing research, it says everything that you brought with you, never lose sight of, never let go, never leave, because it's there to protect you and you may not even know it. It says that even in the heat of the desert, people have a tendency to want to take off their clothes. It says don't, because it will consume you, burn you, dehydrate you. So it says don't sit down in the desert. Look for water. Huh? In a dry place? Look for water. The word of God says that I will make a river in the desert. So the path, the clarity that you need to accomplish everything that I told you about earlier, get it in your mind. Lay it in God's hands. God says, roadway. Oh, last year, I got so just tired about praying for that. River for your water source. But don't let go of anything that you brought with you. Your faith, don't let it go. The word of God that he gave you, don't let it go. Take it with you. The people who are faith building with you, don't let them go to the side. Pull them with you. Why? Because it's a new thing. So in the first chapter I read to you, he says, I'm going to declare to you, and I'm going to tell you. That was chapter 42. There's a verse tucked in 42 where it gives clarity as to why he repeated himself in 43. In 42:20-23, he says, you've seen a lot, but you've looked at nothing. You've heard everything, but you listened to nothing. God intended out of the goodness of his heart to lavish you with his revelation. But you've been battered and cowed. You've shut up in attics and closets. Victims have been licking their wounds, feeling ignored, abandoned. But is anyone out there listening? Is anyone paying attention to what's coming? So he says, I'm going to declare it to you before you even know it. I'm going to announce it. He skips over one chapter later. He says, hey, do you not even perceive it? But tucked in the middle, he says, you've been seeing, but you're not looking. I've been speaking, but you haven't been listening. You've been retreating instead of advancing. Is anybody going to listen? I'm making an announcement. I'm doing something new in your life. I'm going to create roadways, clear path, refresh you when you need refreshing. Is anybody listening? So I would say that if we didn't accomplish some things in 2016 that we wanted to, were we listening? Because it clearly says that he will announce it before it ever happens. So the health, the job, the big dreams. Hey, I got that for you. It's right here. Here it is. But it's on this path. Oh, why am I lost? No, I'm just going to sit right here. I'm not going for that anymore. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. I'm going to tell it to you. So this morning, I want to declare with you just one little thing that the Lord just dropped in me. In 2017, God is declaring to you, all things are new. New dreams, new open doors, new joy, new peace, new health. New means fresh, never used, untarnished. Here's what the Lord would say to you. I will prove myself to you that when you see an obstacle, I will see an opportunity. When you see an obstacle in 2017, God says, opportunity, roadway, and a river. Roadway and a river. No more, man, how come? Roadway and a river. If I go and extend my faith for God to heal me, roadway. Oh, it's June, it ain't happened yet. River. Let's do this. I'm not letting go of my faith. That's what I brought with me. That's what I brought with me. New, absolutely new. So God is declaring that he's going to prove himself to you that when you see an obstacle, he sees an opportunity. It's an opportunity for God to guide you and refresh you. That's the reason why he's making a river and he's making a road. So here's just a couple of things that I want us to keep in mind in January. In January of 2017, communication is going to be the key. Communication is going to be the key. He says, hey, you see a lot, you're not looking. You hear a lot, but you're not listening. I'm trying to talk to you. Don't retreat. So here's what I want to encourage you to do. Communication is going to be key. Communication with the Lord is going to be key. So when he's talking, we have to listen. Part of communication is listening. The other part of communication is dialogue. So communication is going to be key in 2017. No longer can I just go. Before I go, is this the road right here? Is this the road? My wife and I, right before the year ended, we went to Tampa. I know where Tampa is. I know. I'm going to hop on I-4, and I'm going to go right down the line. But we have this app called Waze that we can plug in Waze, and Waze will tell us how to get there quicker. So instead of me just going because I know, I still like to plug in on my GPS because if I can find a quicker way there, I'd rather go that way. So communication is going to be key in 2017. Communication is going to be key. Second thing is that you're going to need to take inventory. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14 says, hey, I don't consider myself yet to have taken hold of it yet, but one thing I do, I forget what's behind, and I strain toward what is ahead. I press toward the goal to win the prize for which Jesus Christ has called me. I have to take note of some things that's not supposed to be with me in 2017. Paul says, I'm forgetting what's behind me. I ain't got time for that mess. I'm not dealing with stupid people. Is that too rough? I'm not dealing with people who took my time, my energy, and my faith. I don't have time with you. I know we might be related, but not this year. I'm focused on a road that's clearly cut. Paul said, I'm looking towards the prize that Jesus has already told me about. Remember, before it ever happens, I declare it to you. So this year, take inventory. You can't come. That addiction, I know it's wrong. I am targeting you because you are not rolling with me this year. The prayer request that I've been praying for, you will be accomplished. You're not going through 2017 unfulfilled. Take inventory. Then take inventory of the goodness of Jesus. I am alive in 2017. I could be in a box. I could have died. My friend, I went to her father's funeral yesterday. He had battled an illness for years. And in 14 months, she buried her mom and her dad. And my heart is breaking, and I'm sitting there thinking, and she got up and she said, I just got to tell you something. I love Jesus. And in her worst moments, all she could think about was, Daddy's gone, but I'm standing in front of you, and he just raised two amazing daughters. So she's not thinking about the fact that Daddy's gone, her yesterday. She's thinking about the fact that Daddy left her there. And that Daddy put something on the inside of her and that she might as well live her tomorrow. And so there's something on the inside of you, something that God is pushing you to, that you need to take inventory. You know what? I am a good singer, and I'm going to sing loud. You know what? I am a good administrator, and I'm going to do it like nobody's business. You know what? I may not have $1 million, but thank the Lord I got 300 in my account. I'm going to roll with that. You got to take inventory of what you do have. Y'all all right? In January 2017, you have to light a fire. You have to light a fire. All these little things are things that happen in the wilderness, by the way. How to survive the wilderness, just so you know. You have to light a fire. You know, my personality is I'm fine. You don't have to yell at me. You don't need to yell. I'm good. But if you challenge me, I got it. You ain't got to yell. You ain't got to slam your hand down. But boy, you can come across and you can challenge me. I got you. Let's do it. Let's do it. But there are times when nobody's around and I have to do it myself. Look at what Jeremiah says. Jeremiah says in verse 20, verse 9, he says, then I said, I will not make mention of the Lord. I'm not going to speak anymore in his name. But his word is in my heart like a burning fire shut up in my bones. I was weary of holding it back, and I could not. He said, I don't want to talk about God no more. Have you ever been there where you're like, I am tired of praying. I have given every offering. I'm faithful, but there's something about Jesus. He says that there's a fire in me that I cannot hold back, and I got to let it out. So in 2017, there has to be something burning about who Jesus is, and you cannot hold it anymore. We can't sit back, like I said earlier, in the shallow when the deep is calling you. I have a tendency, I'm telling you, even as a pastor, I have a tendency to know what I'm supposed to do, and I'm just like, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. I have my tomorrow, but not in 2017. You have to light a fire. Paul said to Timothy, he said, hey, you need to fan into flame the gift of God that's on the inside of you that you got when I laid my hands on you and that your grandmother and your mother prayed about. There's something on the inside of you that God has placed in you that needs to be lit in 2017. And it's already there. It just needs to be set afire. Y'all hanging with me? I'm wrapping up. In 2017, you have to build a shelter. Proverbs 18 says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. So if communication is the key and he's talking and I hear, but I'm not sometimes listening, or I'm listening, but not to the full effect, or I'm not responding, I've got to find out who he is. Because the Bible says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and they're safe. I've got to find out in 2017 who Jesus really is. What is he carrying that I'm not aware of as of yet? So you've got to build yourself a shelter under God in 2017. The final thing is that in 2017, you have to go deeper. You have to go deeper. So let me preface this in context. Last year, we planted City Place Church. It was in February. It was the last weekend of February. It was the 28th or the 29th. And we released this big vision. Man, I hit the scene. I was like, we're going to have nine services. And I was just doing everything in the natural that it would take to get you here. I was zigging and zagging and zagging and zigging. And this graphic, woo, that'll get them. That's going to get them right here. We would do this. We would do that. We would do this promotion. We would do this. We would do this. And we would have great services. And I'd leave like, come on. Building wasn't filled. You guys would say, Pastor Damon, you preached a great message. Or Pastor Ty, that was a great message. And I'd leave going, Lord, nobody raised their hand and gave their life to Jesus today. What are you doing? The offering would be low. And I'd be like, Lord Jesus, how are we going to pay for this? You done sent us out here. What are you playing a game with me? And all year, I'm taking this journey. Y'all wouldn't know because I still have to present the gospel. Towards the end of the year, the Lord was pulling on me like, dude, I'm talking, but you ain't listening. And he's tugging. And I'm going, God, I've got to prepare for Sunday. And he's pulling me. I'm like, Lord Jesus, we're going to fast. I'm going to get to you. I'm going to get to you because I'm going to have to prepare so that we can have a word of the Lord for 2017. And he's pulling me. And I'm just like, Jesus, I'm coming. I'm coming. And then he just got me. He just said, Damon, stop. You've been running in the shallow. And I've been calling you to deep. Damon, you've been looking for ways, and I'm trying to show you a road. Damon, you're tired, you're worn out, and I want to give you a river. Why are you working so hard when you can just go deep? I'm talking. You aren't listening. I'm doing things, and you aren't seeing. Damon, don't you see that there are people who are giving their life to Jesus? And I know that one Sunday it was out. But last year, 114 people at City Place Church gave their heart to Jesus Christ. 114 people. And I would leave like, come on, God. What are you doing? I'm doing things and you aren't even seeing it. Kids ministry. We have one of the students who was walking to come and help in the mornings, walking at 8 in the morning. And I'm like, come on, God. You know they didn't show up this morning. And we got this young teenager who's happy to be in God's house. Seeing, but you don't see. The worship team is growing. We declared in May, Lord, we want our team to grow to where we have two teams. And they're up on stage. And I'd leave like, the sound was bad today. And we'd have people give their heart to Jesus. And you all are lifting your hands, and he's like, seeing, but you don't see. I'm trying to create a road, and you're trying to, I know how to get there. I've been in ministry for 15 years, so I know how to do church. And I'm like, I got this. And he's like, but I'm trying to give you a road. Y'all okay with the truth? I'm so sorry. It's therapeutic. So I'm at the end of the year, and I look at Taisha, and I was like, Ty, I feel like the Lord is clearly saying, people. And she's like, Damon, let's pray around that because I feel like he's saying more. And I was like, it's just people, it's just people, it's just people, it's just people. She's like, let's pray, let's pray. And so we're driving and we're talking. She says, it's deeper than that. It's deeper than that. And as she said, it was like, got it. So in this year of City Place Church, communication is going to be the key. Taking inventory. Building a shelter. All those different things. But in 2017, City Place Church is going deeper. No more of this in our life. We're going to look at the road. We're going to look at the river. Because he's doing a new thing. He's been saying it the whole time. In your life and in my life, he's yelling it out. But we're just doing our own thing. But if we can say, show me the road, show me the river, then I'll see that when we see an obstacle, he sees the opportunity.
That's all for this week's podcast edition. Join us online at cityplacechurch.com for more resources, upcoming events, or to submit a prayer request. Or if you are in the Central Florida area, join us on Sunday morning for a life-giving service that builds dreams, ignites faith, and establishes leaders for the kingdom of Christ.